This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Sponsored by Callisto.fm. Do you produce shows for the internet? Do you really know if anyone is watching or listening? Find out soon at Callisto.fm/beta to sign up and be the first to find out what happens after the download.
Peter, good morning.
How are you? Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to show you what we got.
Yeah.
Our pleasure. Welcome.
I remember last year walking by your booth and I saw you cleaning clean iPads and so forth. And I thought, oh man, got to have one of these. And but you're back with some new colors, and
we're back with some.
Can we change the view, please, to the white view? Thank you. So anyway, let's go through your product line here.
Good. Well, look. Last year we just had introduced Sidekick.
Yep.
And we're back this year with a variety of colors, a whole new way of varieties of packaging. This has been a year where we've really started. Last year was just the first product introduction, and this year was distributors. We want the product. We need this. We want this. OEMs coming to us. We would like to do our name on your Sidekicks. Can we do that?
Right.
And so it's been a year of collecting some revenues back for all the investment that you made.
Absolutely.
Correct. So the product is designed for one purpose only. Sidekick is a product to remove fingerprints from any tablet computer, be it an iPad. I brought today along a new Kindle Fire.
I mean, they've got you right up on the center.
And what you'll...
Todd's out.
Go ahead and talk, Jack.
We're a little Vancouver company, and we do one thing only.
Right.
We make products to clean fingerprints. That's it. And our business reputation really was built in the photography area with the brand name LensPen.
Okay.
LensPen is well known throughout photography circles. And how does a LensPen clean fingerprints? By using...
One, two. I'm back.
Carbon. We are the only people that have the carbon technology for cleaning fingerprints. This is not high tech. It's old tech. My mother used to use newspaper clean windows and mirrors in the house when I was a kid.
I still clean my glasses today with the newspaper.
And why does it work? Because newspaper is covered with printer's ink. Printer's ink is about 25% carbon. And the carbon has this ability to absorb oils. And so we simply have a carbon compound. It's a combination of a few elements in certain percentages that allows you to clean perfectly, safely, and leave no carbon residue on the area that's been cleaned.
And it's not abrasive, so it would hurt the lens.
Correct. Correct. And how do we know that? I would say not just because we say so, but when you look at our customer list of who uses LensPen products with their name put on it, Nikon, Sony, Canon, U.S. Marines.
Sure.
When the space shuttle was going up and down, there was 14 lens pens on every space shuttle. And so when the idea of tablets was coming around, iPads, you know, I saw that, wow, there's going to be a whole new game played here. You know, on your camera lens, it's two or three fingerprints, and you clean them off. On your laptop, you've got your keyboard. That's where all your fingerprint oil is. If you have a fingerprint on your laptop, it's an accident. But these tablets are completely different. If you type on your tablet 30 words per minute for 10 minutes, and each word has 5 characters, after 10 minutes you have 1,500 fingerprints. This is more fingerprint oil in one defined small space than the world has ever seen.
Concentrated fingerprints.
Correct. So... that presented an opportunity for us and a challenge. How are we going to clean this amount of fingerprints consistently, safely, and for a long enough period of time that you have a product that customers say, hey, you know, this is something I want.
Sure.
So this is where the idea of a Sidekick came up. So what we have is a small, attractive unit. Fits into any case that you're carrying. There are no liquids, there are no sprays, there's no cloths, there's only a spring-activated cleaning pad covered with carbon. Now, I don't know if you can see the surface.
Can we change camera, please?
I don't know if you can see the surface of this. If you're able to come in and actually see the amount of fingerprints.
I don't think we'll be able to get a close-up on that see that.
This is.
But I could attest to him. There's a lot of fingerprints
covered with
there.
Fingerprints. So all we're going to do is take our sidekick and simply.
Now, are you applying pressure to that as you're
None.
Actually touching that?
Very light. Very light pressure.
Wow. Well, it's just absolutely shiny.
And so I'm only cleaning a portion of it so you can see the before and after.
Right, it's dramatic.
Right. Now, where's the fingerprint oil? It's right here. There's no magic. The fingerprint oil doesn't disappear. It's absorbed here into the carbon on this tip, on this cleaning pad. So I need to be able to use this many, many times. So what I do is I close it up. Now, if you'll notice, on the inside of this cap...
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
There's a foam pad...
I see that. I did not know that.
...filled with carbon.
Interesting.
So that when you close it up and open it up, it's carbon to carbon. And that recharges this to clean again.
And and I'm finally in my audience back. I don't know what the heck happened
here.
But I was dead for a while.
You're going to get... You know, on a smaller tablet like this...
Right.
I don't know, 300, 400 cleanings?
Yeah, it does a lot.
Wow. Now, how will you know that it's time to change that? They won't clean the fingerprints anymore?
Correct. Okay. Now, you're not going to have to buy a complete new sidekick again. All you're going to do, on the pad, you'll see there's a little tab here?
Yes.
Yep.
Push the tab. Take this off.
Very ingenious.
Razor. We just need to change the blade, folks. So
Very
we go over
ingenious.
To go over to our... replacement pad kit.
Yep.
Open it up. There's the blade.
And just put the new one in.
Slap it in. That's
it. I love it. Simplicity in design, and it works. What more can you ask for?
So I guess to wrap up here, what is the price point? Where can people find these now?
You can find these in, starting to find these where tablets are being sold.
Yep.
The Apple retailer network is starting to come out to us. These will retail depending on configuration. You'll see units that have single sidekicks.
Right.
$14.95. You'll see units that have sidekick and an extra blade with it.
Yep.
$19.95.
Now, what about LCD panels? Your monitors.
Okay.
I get asked that question all the time.
Now, will this clean an LCD monitor? Yes. But, you know, we also, because it's a flat screen, but, you know, we have a product designed for cleaning laptop computers.
Okay.
And it's called Laptop Pro. Because on that computer in front of you, you've got a keyboard. We have a device for cleaning that. And you've got a lot. Those laptops have a lot of energy drawing dust onto those screens. So we have a device for cleaning the dust off as well. And then we have a spring-activated unit for cleaning that.
What's nice is you understand the science of this. And you have products that will be used to clean pretty much all of your electronic devices.
Correct.
That's wonderful.
Well, the other thing is that there's some people that have screen protectors on their tablets. Will we clean a screen protector? Yes, we'll clean the screen protector as well. Now, we also tell people, a screen protector doesn't protect an iPad from anything.
Yeah.
The iPad is made with scratch-resistant
glass.
Yeah, right. It's tougher than any pad here.
Yeah.
Now, there's also people that have you might have those smart covers people have bought. Do you still need a sidekick? More than ever, because there's a problem happened. Those smart covers on the inside are fingerprint reservoirs.
Right.
And they absorb all the oil. They can never be cleaned.
And I've used one of these products. It's really good. It works well. And
you get a long life.
A long life.
Now, they could be customized, I heard you mention, so that if I had a company and I want to have a useful, functional giveaway.
Correct. 90% of our camera business is OEM business. There's people coming to us who are famous names in the camera business and they want their name. They want to promote their product, and there's people that want to do promotions and giveaways and bundles that want their name remembered. So we have no problem with that. So we customize everything. This is going to end up being the same way. We're going to have 90% of businesses come from tablet players or promotion groups that say, hey, last year we gave an iPad away. Well, boy, this year maybe we'll give a whole pile of these away with our name on them.
Well, Peter, this is a great product, and I wish you guys the most success. I want to thank you for coming on today. And Sidekick.com, is that where they're going to find it?
www.lenspen.com.
Lenspen.com.
Lenspen.com.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you, sir. Thank
Thanks
you for coming.
Lot.
Pleasure meeting you.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
All right. So what we can do is we took care of our first two sponsor spots during the hour. Let's go ahead and talk about...
Let's do it.
Talk about Clisto.fm. I tell you...
They have some cool stuff coming down the road.
It's coming. That's the key. It's not here yet. So if you're a media creator like me... Or, of course, like Don, really we want to know what the audience thinks and what they're doing.
It's critical. It's critical information.
And it really helps you decide where to take your show and where to build. And because if you have a big bump all day, one day you're talking about a certain type of product, well, maybe you ought to talk more about that product or more about that type of a category. So the folks at Clisto.fm are going to be coming out with a brand new analytics package. And they're basically saying this is going to be an analytics package that's going to help you to determine what happens after the download. Also, what's going to happen here is it'll work with the existing stat system. So like you and I have our own stat system that we use,
right.
But we can also tie that in, and we don't know how they're going to do that yet. So you're going to have to go to clisto.fm/beta to get signed up. It's clisto.fm/beta. Put your email address in there, and you'll get on the list, and they will...
I would do that sooner than later because there'll be a point in some time, I'm sure, where that beta thing's going to...
Yeah, and I think they're a couple months away from launching, and but they basically want everyone that wants to get involved.
That seems like a good opportunity.
Yeah, to get signed up. So,
this is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.